Monroe County Emergency Management Director Allison Moore is working to ensure county residents receive help in the wake of a disaster. Moore presented the Monroe County Multi-Hazard Mitigation Plan to the Bloomington City Council last week. The Federal Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000 requires that counties have a response plan in place. Moore said FEMA requires the plan be updated every 5 years for the county to be eligible for federal disaster relief funding. Councilmember Steve Volin asked Moore to explain the major changes in this most recent version.
There are a couple of things that we put in the plan to help enhance our fire departments, for example. One of the things that we placed in is for equipment and facility upgrades. There are various county fire departments that really could be enhanced. And so by placing that in there, they could better serve the residents of Monroe County. Another thing that we put in was that you can buy out city homes. If there is a current flood and we qualify for mitigation funds, if the homeowner would like to get out of that resident and the city council would wish to purchase that home and do something else with that structure so that we're not continuing to have homeowners in a floodplain, they would have the right to do that. But again, it would only be if there was a current flood, if the home had reoccurring flooding, if the council wished to pursue that and purchase homes to better the resident and then have that piece of property. So there's a lot that would go into that, but that is another addition that was added to the plan.
The mitigation plan lays out several potential disaster scenarios, from devastating tornadoes to a toxic chemical spill. City Council Member Dave Rollo asked Moore about these two scenarios. Moore addressed the tornado scenario first.
We would open up an emergency operations center, and then that would be directly connected to the state emergency operations center. So through the Indiana Department of Homeland Security, they have an emergency operations center that's open 365 days a year. Once we are beyond what we can handle at the county, we then reach out to our neighboring counties to assist us. Depending on the size of the disaster, if it's something beyond what we call our district, which is our neighboring counties, could handle, we then request for additional help from the state. And that may be the National Guard or additional manpower or additional supplies. It would be a request from the county to the state, and then the state would then gather those resources that we need and bring them into us.
Rollo was particularly concerned about a potential increase in trucks carrying hazardous material through Monroe County.
In another scenario, you have a hazmat situation with a chlorine gas tanker spilling, and it affects 6 miles downstream, lots of people involved. It occurs to me that with I-69, we see more and more of that kind of hazardous material trafficked. Is there some way to address we're addressing the risk by response, but we also need to prevent a scenario like that from happening. Do we even know how many of these tanker trucks go?
So we conducted a commodity flow study mm-hmm. prior to the I-69 project, and that was to see what passed through our county prior to the I-69 project. We plan to redo that study again in conjunction with Morgan County to split that cost once the 69 project has been completed all the way through their county, and then compare what is now passing through in comparison to what passed through prior. We're doing that so that then we can have our fire departments and our hazmat teams be best trained and best aware of how to handle situations based on what's flowing through our county.
Rollo also asked Moore how the Department of Emergency Management would respond to an electrical grid failure.
And I'm thinking of like a regional shutdown of the grid that might be over an extended period of time. Has that come up in discussion?
It has very much. If something happens here, we know we're not going to get any help for at least 72, probably longer than that we're going to have to be self-sustained. And then when those resources come, they're only going to be able to come in via aircraft. and helicopter. We do have pod sites, point of dispensing sites already established with the state in order where those could be dropped, certain supplies, a list of certain things that we think that we would need, such as how much water, how many tarps, those kind of things just based on our population to try to best prepare us in the heat of the moment. We have had various trainings and exercises with our first responders on how we can handle situations like that when we have to sustain ourselves for a large length of time without getting any resources. But again, we only have so many resources. We aren't going to have gasoline. We aren't going to have other things. We can only test it to the limits, and then it's going to be everybody taking care of themselves and us, of course, attempting to.
I mean, really, really scary scenarios are like an EMP attack or a coronal mass ejection that shuts down because it fries the transformers. I know that there's some legislation before Congress, and I saw a DOE report about it. These are matters of, I assume, higher administrative attention. I mean, it's concerning FEMA, not so much your office.
It is, but I mean, we still have it on the radar.
So you're discussing it. That's good.
The Bloomington City Council formally adopted the Multi-Hazard Mitigation Plan. Moore said Monroe County and the towns of Steinsville and Ellettsville have also adopted the plan. All municipalities served by the Disaster Mitigation Plan must adopt it for FEMA to accept it.